Our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention continuing from Indianapolis, of course, brought to you in part in a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. We appreciate those folks for helping us get these reports to you. And we're pleased to have along with us this time around Emily Beanland, who is the current president of the Oklahoma FFA. Emily is from Southwest Oklahoma. This is her second year as a state officer, as has been the case in recent years. That's kind of become a tradition for Oklahoma, is that you serve 1 year as a state officer in one of the lesser positions. You then run against some of your fellow state officers, it seems, and then one of you are elected to serve that second term as a state officer, this time as president. That happened to Emily this last May. She's, in effect, now the head of the Oklahoma FFA delegation here at the National Convention, and we visited with her for just a few moments on Wednesday evening. Emily, this is your second time here as a state officer involved with this officer team to the National Convention. What's different this year compared to last year?
This year, I can't really say there's much different. It's just so great to be here once again and see all of the other state associations that we're so close with. And it's just great to make those reconnecting friendships and see those familiar faces again.
Now, of course, you're kind of the head of the Oklahoma delegation and state president. Some extra responsibility, I guess.
Yes, a little bit. Also have the opportunity to serve as a chair for a committee this year. So that's just a little bit more of a responsibility that I have as representing my committee well and also Oklahoma well.
I know that we've got a lot of young people that are involved in various contests and competitions, and I guess maybe you're the big cheerleader, right?
Of course. Oklahoma seems to represent us very well every year, and it doesn't cross my mind that they won't do the same again this year. So we're rooting for them again, just like always.
Tell me what you feel FFA has done for you as you've walked through this career since, eighth, ninth grade?
It has definitely molded my life, and I credit who I am today completely and 100% to the FFA. I've learned so much, and there's not a better organization that has taught me the respect and the knowledge that the FFA organization has.
A bright and beautiful lady, Emily Beanland, the president of the Oklahoma FFA for 2010-2011, heading up this FFA group of members from the state of Oklahoma this year at the National FFA Convention. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com for the Blue Green Gazette.